Before we begin the guided meditation to take you on a journey of discovering the power of forgiveness, we'd like to discuss with you first some of the reasons that you do and do not choose to forgive, and also to talk about forgiveness itself, the energy of, the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is an integral part of change, which means it's an integral part of healing and growth. It's also a component of sustaining energy for love itself. Without forgiveness, there can be no end to pain. Let us repeat that. Without forgiveness, there can be no end to pain. Forgiveness is not about saying that whatever has occurred is okay. It's not about saying that, yay, let's do it again. It's about choosing, and that's a powerful word in and of itself, choosing to release the past, to release the pain of the past, to release the loneliness, the rage, the bitterness, the hopelessness, the emptiness, all components of pain, as well as its often accompanying energy of fear. You see, when you choose not to forgive, often it's because you want to hold the event so close and so tight that you can never forget long enough to have something that bad happen to you again. Oftentimes you'll find yourself repeating whatever it is that caused you the distress in the first place, trying by replaying the events, by rewording your responses, to find a way out of what seems to be a locked box. Well, it is forgiveness that holds the key, because it is your heart that will free you, not your mind. One of the other reasons that people don't choose forgiveness, besides fear that something worse may come along if they let go of what they've already got, one of the other reasons people don't choose to forgive is that often holding pain means you're too busy to take responsibility for what you're creating in your life. Don't bother me with opportunity. Don't bother me with healing. Don't bother me with new love or a deepening or recommitting of the love already existing in my life. No, no, I'm busy. My hands are full. I've got to keep my eye on this so it doesn't get out of control. It is, in effect, an abdication of responsibility when you choose not to forgive. Sometimes it is that you're simply not done. You can't consider forgiving until you understand the why of it. That is part of the locked box syndrome. It is never going to be your mind that makes sense of it, because some things are senseless. And those things often involve the very issues that create the need for forgiveness in the first place. Thoughtlessness, selfishness, fear, revenge, jealousy, you have your own list. What we would like you to understand is that at the heart of forgiveness, its power lies within your choice. It is always your choice to forgive or not. And choice is at the very heart of your personal power. It is your willingness and your ability to choose that makes up your personal power. So what we'd like you to understand is that if you're not going to allow yourself to even be free to choose, your life simply gets smaller and tighter and smaller and tighter. Another reason people often don't choose forgiveness is that they think, well, if I judge me as wrong and bad for holding this, God can't punish me. I'm already punishing myself. So I kind of distract God, saying, look, look, I'm doing a good job. But in effect, God is already forgiven because you are beloved, which means all of your choices are loving to God. So the false belief that somehow you're avoiding God's punishment by punishing yourself, again, is a trap of the mental, not the heart. Perhaps you have your own reason for not forgiving. Perhaps you use it as a boundary marker that I only deserve this much and no more. And if I forgive myself, somehow I might make room in my life for more, and then I'll have a much more difficult choice and decision and events to live with. When you do choose to forgive, and often the very first time you work with forgiveness, it comes almost out of desperation. Nothing else is working. I can't get away from the pain. I can't find another way out. So why not try forgiveness? It is powerful. It is a powerful energy. It's at once destructive, in that it destroys your belief in the power of the past and the past experiences to perpetuate your pain, and at the same time makes, like swirls of color, is hope. Forgiveness reignites hope, belief in a bright positive future. Choosing to forgive also can reopen your communication with your spirit, with your soul, and with God. Not that they hold a judgment for whether you choose to forgive or not, but you hold a judgment. Forgiveness does not mean that the person or persons who've created this pain or destruction in your life, that there's any acceptable thing about their choices, their behavior. You see, forgiveness, really, at the heart of it, is only about you. It's only about you. So the first time as you walk through a depth of forgiveness that you might not have touched before, we would like to suggest that you gather up some thoughts about times and places, events, occurrences, light or dark, that you haven't ever really completely let go of. I can never fall in love again because my first love created such a wound. And as you look back through the eyes of forgiveness, you realize that it wasn't the past love's choice or their behavior that only hurt in that one moment. All the pain since, all the denial of love and its possibilities, all of those are a reflection of your choice to not forgive. A reflection of your choice to hold on to the pain rather than to let it go. So we give these thoughts as a brief opening, and we ask that you just consider allowing forgiveness in, allowing it to touch you with its beauty, opening of hope, destruction of pain. Because if you choose to try it and it doesn't work, you can always remember the pain again. We hope that will not be your choice, but it is your choice. This is a recorded, guided message. It's a meditation that will take you into a very relaxed place where we can speak to both your conscious and your subconscious mind about the topic of forgiveness and how you can choose to work with this beautiful energy to release pain and to bring about more relaxation and happiness and contentment in your day-to-day reality. We also begin with a reminder that this is not to be listened to while driving or operating any type of equipment that requires your full focus and attention, such as your automobile. So find your comfortable position, be it seated or lying down, and allow the body to shift and scoot throughout the process to achieve a greater degree of relaxation. And as you settle yourself more comfortably, we want you to begin to pull your focus to your feet. Allow the breath to quiet in the body and focus on your toes and then upon the arch of the foot. And then upon the heel. And as you do this, you feel the rest of the body beginning to relax as well. We're going to count you down from 7 to 1. And as we count you down from 7 to 1. At the number 1, you will find yourself in your most relaxed state. So beginning with the number 7, allowing that sense of focus in the feet and the warmth and the peace that it generated throughout the feet. Allow that warm, relaxed feeling to move up into your ankles. And as it moves, allow it to ease aside any tension or any part of the joint that's not functioning, allow it to be soothed. Any circulation that's not as it should be or as it could be, allow the loving light that is that beautiful sense of relaxation, allow it to gently ease, to put into balance the process of the feet and the ankles, moving up now, bringing that sense of relaxation into the calves. 6, 6. And as that light and relaxation lifts its warmth through the calves, let it soothe the veins. Let it soothe the muscles, the ligaments, the tendons as they rise into the knee. And let the knee become your focus now. The intricate interconnectedness of all the parts that make up a knee. And as you focus the light and the warmth in the knee, remember happy times with your knees. Perhaps jump rope as a child. Perhaps easily plopping into the dirt to dig. Perhaps gardening. Perhaps bending to lift a child. Feel your knees with the happy memories. Now that warmth stretches up the thigh, reaching naturally like a growing vine of warmth and light and lively energy through the thigh, working its way into the bones of the hips. 5 5 And with this greater sense of relaxation in the body, lifting into the hips, let it take a moment for that lovely warm light, so gentle and yet so powerful in its healing and setting back into balance. Let it have its way in terms of moving through the organs, moving around the digestive tract, moving around the intestines, moving, shifting, relaxing, putting back into balance the sexual organs. Swirling and moving now, almost as if you had a liquid golden light that you could almost hold in your hands. And let it push its way gently against the skin, perhaps tickling here and there, relieving discomfort wherever it finds it. Feeling now up to your belly button. As if your skin is a big container holding this golden liquid light. Allow the golden liquid light to find the base of the spine, to circle, to polish, to move between and around each vertebrae, plumping the disc that holds the space between the vertebrae, polishing like you would a bit of metal, each of the pieces of bone, clearing away debris, absorbing it into the light. And as it finds its way past the belly button on the spine, let the liquid light spill into the greater trunk of the body, filling now around the ribs, around the lungs, around each organ, finding the heart, spending a moment with that beautiful golden liquid light, warm, gentle, bathing the heart and all the connections and the ligaments and the tendons and the muscles, bathing it, soothing it, clearing it, cleaning it of debris. 3 3 3 And now that greater relaxation folds, fills to the point where it begins to fold into the arms, swirls through the shoulder, the mini whirlpool, cleaning and clearing and finding any inflammation, any discomfort, and gentling it, reassuring it so it can dissolve, reassuring it that all the parts of the body are being set back into the balance, restriction places are being eased. Looseness is being reinforced. Balance is being reintroduced. So even as the body receives the loving light, let it shift to accommodate greater ease with the changes that are occurring. And let that liquid light continue to spill, filling the fingers, easing, easing even the beginnings or the manifestation of arthritis, bringing down the inflammation, bringing back the truth of the hands, which they are enough to hold all you desire, the beautiful, flexible, fluid hands, expressive, compelling, encouraging, nurturing, reassuring hands. And so as the light swirls and moves, that warm golden liquid, remember the joy of the hands, memories of offering, of reaching out, memories of encouraging, memories of soothing and comforting, all with these beautiful hands. And as you've been focused on the hands, that liquid light, that golden warmth has lifted now, filling all of the body, bubbling now into the throat. Two. And as it lifts in the throat, you might find a little tickle that needs to be released as a cough. You might find you need to readjust your shoulders or the head to give more room to the throat. And you become aware of how deeply connected the throat is with your heart. And you have memories rising of when you spoke your heart's truth. And how good that felt, that your expression matched the message of your heart. And the liquid light now moving along the back of the skull, each place it touches releasing tension, soothing. Now the light flows through the chin, finding the muscles of connectivity in the jaw, working its wonderful healing, releasing magic to release the tension throughout the teeth and the gums and the jaw, bubbling past the nose to just above the eyes, taking a moment to feel the muscles of the face relax. Feeling a little pressure there between the eyebrows, about ½ inch up in the center of the forehead. And even as you become aware of that pressure, that golden light moves to fill the forehead. Now there's no place for it to go, it's bubbling against the crown of your head. Let it spill out the top of your head. And one. And with that number one, the feel the complete peace of the body in its relaxation. Feel yourself floating, completely supported. As you find your body in this complete relaxation, become aware of a light that seems to be just behind you, a gentle soft light, perhaps like dawn, as the sun just peeks over the horizon, sending slanting shadows. And as your curiosity grows to see what the light is about, to see where it comes from, your curiosity pulls you back into the body, and in this mental place, you find yourself standing on a path in nature, in which the light of dawn is breaking. Stand for a moment and take it in. Things it represents, the breaking of the dawn. A new beginning. A new day. And as the light grows, and you can make out more of your surroundings, open your mental eyes to see the flowers, the plants, the shrubs, even the trees. Open your ears to hear the sound of birds, the shifting of branch against leaf and leaf against branch. Smell. Open your sense of smell to take in that deeply earthy smell of healthy vegetation. And as you listen and taking in all around you, you hear a bit of a sound. There ahead of you, it sounds almost like a bell, like a wind chime perhaps. And curious, you decide to follow the path to see if you can't find that wind chime, that bell. Gentle soft toning, a beautiful sound. And as you follow it, notice what you're passing through. Are you in dappled sunlight filtered through trees tall above you? Or do you travel through a meadow filled with grass and wildflowers? Whichever it is, a straightaway path or a twisty turning one, follow it. Make note of how smooth the path is. Is it easy to walk? Is it easy to find? Follow the path. And there, off to your left, you become aware of some beautiful trees that seem to be grouped, almost standing by themselves. and the size and the shape, the reflection of them, gives them a shimmer that catches the rising sunlight. And their beauty pulls you. And you want to see and to experience more of these trees. You want to see their leaves and touch their trunks and feel the bark. And as you get closer, you realize they're placed in an almost closed circle, as if they were planted by design. And as you approach the gap that allows entry, you have a sense that as you pass through that gap, everything will change. It's not something you can really put into words, it's a knowing, a sensing. So as you choose to move through the gap between the trees that allows the opening into this sacred grove, feel a bit of a tingle on your skin. And enter. And in this sacred grove, become aware of the grass full of flowers that leads to the base of the largest tree. And there before it, a stone structure. Wonder when you see it at first if it's a base of some monument that never had the monument attached, if it's a man-made or people-made or somehow made. This is not a natural stone. And again, your curiosity draws you to see if there is carving, to see if there is an inscription, or simply to place your hands upon this beautiful stone. And you realize, as you touch it, it's just the right size. If you were to lay upon it, it would fit you just right. And there seems to be indentations that would give comfort to the body if you were to lie upon it. And you circle it, noting inscription, noting design, noting however you turn the light is always upon it. And as you place your hands upon it, you realize that you are in her grove. You are in the goddess's sacred grove. And as you realize where you are, you know that she has brought you here. She who loves without condition has brought you into her space so she can assist with your healing. And you find it difficult to remain standing, and you gently lower to your knees to bow your head, your arms braced upon the stone, to just take it in, that of all the places you could have been directed to, you could have been invited to, you could have been pulled into, that it is this place, a place of rebirth, a place of remembering, a place of releasing and of healing. And in this deep, peaceful, awed place, a place of awe, a weariness comes upon you from your travel, from all the unknown, the overwhelm of being in this sacred grove of the goddess, of being within her realm of touch. So leaning now against that monument, that base of stone, you find it almost impossible to keep your inner eyes open, and you surrender to sleep. And as you sleep, dream. A light on the other side of the stone. A light so bright that even if you were able to look at it, you would not see but the reflection of the light. And so as you close your eyes and bend away from the light, the light itself seems to bend around the stone to find you, to touch you, to know you. And even as you attempt to shy away, so many things you don't want her to see, so many pieces of you you judge that she would not approve, and so you attempt to hide, to cover your face, to turn from the light. And then a touch upon your brow, perhaps along a cheek, perhaps an arm encircling you, and as much as you want to open your eyes, as much as you want now to reach out, your body is liquid, and your eyelids are just too heavy to open. And effortlessly, as if you weighed no more than a leaf, she picks you up and holds you like you would a babe against her heart, murmuring gentle words in your ear as she lays you upon the stone. Adjusting your clothing, adjusting the positioning of the body so that you will know perfect peace on the stone. And you feel her asking, "Why have you come? What is it you desire?" And even as she asks the question, the information, the answer bubbles up perhaps like the cry of a child, the defiance of an adolescent, or the anxiety of the adult. And perhaps there are words, but more certainly there are images of those that you have been unkind to, that you perhaps have taken from without permission, or judged because they were different. Perhaps you denied them value. Whatever it is that you know, that is unloving, that is unkind, it bubbles. And as she lays her hand upon your chest, upon your breast, it's as if all the pieces of you that are seeking to be heard, to be found, to be pulled into the light, are magnetized to her touch. And as they are pulled and magnetized to her touch, she speaks again. Who do you need to forgive? If there are words, bubble up. Perhaps it is beyond words. Perhaps it is a soundless thing. And let the weight of that which is drawn to her hand grow. Is it your choice, she asks. Is it your choice to forgive? Speak your truth to her. And as you confirm that you make the choice, and if you have placed forgiveness of self and forgiveness of another, you can feel her lift her hand away from your chest, your breast, pulling with it, almost as if through the skin and out of the body, all of the debris, all of the weight and cutting edge and sharp corners of that which you are forgiving. And you feel the pull, almost as if that part of you wants to raise up off the stone. Release. Release with harm to none. Release. And as you do that, as you choose to let go, feel the empty places in you. And now she comes again. And you are so liquid that she can simply put a hand beneath your head, lifting you up against her chest, her breast, holding you. Your back against her chest, holding you. And as she does this, as your heart connects to her heart, you feel the sharpness of the empty places, the places you'd filled judgment, with pain, with shame, with loneliness, the places that were cut by the sharp edges of what could not be forgiven. And now you sit, exhausted, difficult to hold your head up. And as she wraps her arms more completely around you, her breath a tickle on your ear, she asks, "Will you receive from us light to fill these places?" And for an instant you wonder, what will it feel like? Who will I become? What can it be like, my life, with all of this released and knowing that I am forgiven? And even as you think it, she feels your permission and begins to feed light from her heart to your heart, a beautiful green, metallic, shimmering, every color of the forest, light. And your body fills so completely that it begins to arch away from her. But she holds you close and gentles the body's reaction. And she lifts you once again into her arms as if you weighed no more than a babe. And she sets you there back against the stone, gently leaning, supporting your head. Before she lets go of you completely, she pulls from her head a single strand of her hair and winds it tight, but not too tight, around your left wrist. And as you look your question, for the first time being able to see, she speaks to you the power of remembering. That she gives you this gift so that you might remember what you've chosen today. And as she finishes wrapping and ties that single thread of hair, she places one kiss upon your brow. With a shift of wind, rattle of branch against leaf, you come awake against the stone, wondering how you could have fallen asleep in such a beautiful place. And as you stretch and yawn and wiggle there in that place, feeling so good from your nap, with just a hint, a memory of a dream of someone being there with you. And as you stretch and reach, you feel something there, on your wrist. Something a thread, perhaps. A bit of a braided chain. And as you feel, as you identify, as you know, the gift she's given, you realize it wasn't a dream. In a moment, you will awaken into the here, into the now. We'll count you back, 1, 2, 3. 1, hearing the sound of our voice, hearing the sound of the voice calling you back, calling you into the here and now, coming back, stretching, feeling the weight of your body upon whatever surface it rests upon, chair or floor or bed, and coming back, opening your eyes, stretching, remembering all that is appropriate to remember. And now is the time to decide what life will be like, now that you are forgiven, and that those that you have decided to forgive, you have released. Coming back. Well done.